Today we will speak about iterative methods for linear systems. Starting from some known, well-known properties, that is, I assume that we are familiar with additive decompositions of the form A equal to M minus N. The problem is always the same, A by X equal to B. The required condition on M is non-singularity. Then we know that the iterative scheme deriving from this decomposition has the form x sub 3 plus 1 equal to p by x sub k plus q, where p is defined as the inverse of m by n, and the vector q is the inverse of m by b. There are some important properties regarding convergence. First of all, the condition the spectral radius of P less than 1. I assume that we also already we know the Jacobi and Gauss Seidel maps. This is the starting point. Okay. What will we do today? We will consider again this condition that usually is not fully the proof. Particular is not fully exhibited in first level courses of numerical analysis. So we will explain why convergence is equivalent to this inequality. After we will recall briefly the role of diagonal dominance for these two important methods, for Jacobi and Gauss-Seidel methods. And finally, we will give some new results regarding new in the sense that I imagine that you don't know this result. New results about again Jacobi, the outsider, and their behavior with regard to three diagonal matrices. This is the plan for today. Let us start at this point. If we know, and we know, the existence of the Jordan canonical form, it is quite simple to prove that the sequence of these matrices, the powers of the matrix P, P is called, as you know, iteration matrix, the sequence formed by the powers of this matrix converges to the zero matrix if and only if the radius is less than one. And this convergence is equivalent, is the same thing, to say that all the sequences x sub k converge to a solution. Why? Briefly. This is the same thing that the convergence of the sequence of error vectors E sub k defined as the solution minus the corresponding iterate vector X sub k. If you remember, we have also these properties. This vector can be expressed as p to k by the initial error. So if we want convergence, this sequence must converge to the zero matrix and vice versa. Why? It is quite simple to prove this fact. Because we can use the Jordan canonical form. Let us consider the power. Let us consider that P can be transformed by a similarity transformation with matrix say S. Into this canonical form that is essentially made up of blocks, so diagonal blocks, which were called C sub I sub J, These blocks, square blocks, well, mean with the eigenvalue lambda sub I along the diagonal, along the main diagonal, and all entries equal to 1 along the adjacent subtle diagonal. So we can write p to the k as s j to the k by s, by inverse of s. So the convergence to zero of this sequence is the same thing as the convergence to zero of this sequence. It is quite easy to study the behavior of this sequence. Since J is a block diagonal matrix made with blocks like this, so O is equivalent to prove that the limit of C sub I sub J to the K is the zero matrix. The limit of the power of these blocks, the general term is the k power of these blocks, the limit is again the zero matrix, zero with the same size of C. Why? Well, it is quite simple. C, being made in this way, can be written as lambda sub I by the identity matrix plus the matrix U we have followed with U, the matrix formed structured this way, only entries equal to 1 along the subtle diagonal in the first position. Since these two matrices commute, we can express the power, this power, using the formula with the binomial coefficients, the well-known formula for the kth power of a binomial. I mean, the sum, the index that is used here is R, from 0 to K, coefficient, and the powers of the two matrices. Lambda sub I raised to the k minus r by u raised to the r. U has an important process property. You remember that if we raise U to a power which is greater or equal than its size, the result is zero. If U is has size u to the s makes 0. So in this sum we can stop at the power s minus 1. Let us give a look to the form of this sum, of this finite sum of matrices. We see immediately that we start with r equal to 0, so we have for this value the term is k over 0 means k, means 1, sorry, by lambda sub I to the k, u0, which is the identity, so along the diagonal we have the powers of lambda sub I to the k. For r equal to 1, we have k over 1, which is k, by lambda raised to the k minus 1 by u. Matrix u gives contribute along this diagonal, and the corresponding terms are all equal and are equal to this value. And so on, we have this kind of matrix, is called the Tiplex matrix. It is a matrix with all entries on the same diagonal, all equal, this same value, and so on. The entry in the corner of the matrix is the last of these terms, that is the coefficient k over s minus 1 by lambda k minus s plus 1. Which is the behavior of this matrix? We have zeros, naturally. The behavior of this matrix while k increases. We are interested with the convergence of this matrix, of the sequence of matrices, to zero. What is the condition of, which is a sufficient and necessary condition for this convergence? The condition is the absolute value of lambda must be less than 1, because all terms are of this form. All the entries have the form and all them, all they converge to zero if and only if this absolute value is less than 1. This coefficient increases, its limit is infinite, and this tends to 0. between them, the behavior, one k tends to infinity, is ruled by this terms, which is an exponential terms, which dominates over a polynomial terms like this. Well, so we have found this basic, from the beginning, this basic necessary and sufficient condition. Another point of the list I have written at the beginning of the lecture, the role of diagonal dominance . There are two types of diagonal dominance. The simple diagonal dominance, which is referred with these two terms, and the strong or strict, as you prefer, diagonal dominance. The first requires that we are referring to the matrix A, the coefficient matrix. The first condition requires that for each I, the diagonal entries in absolute value is greater or equal to the sum of the absolute values of the other entries on the same row. With strict inequality on for a value of E at least. There must be a row I for which this inequality is strict, greater or equal for all, strictly greater for at least one row. The strong diagonal dominance requires a strict inequality for all rows. For all rows, for all the value of the index I. These are definitions. The result regards only Jacobi and Gaussian methods. The result, the new result, is that the first type of diagonal dominance is sufficient for convergence if the matrix A is irreducible. So for simplicity, give a number to the two conditions, to the two properties. The weak form plus D the reducibility of A imply, these two facts together, imply the convergence of both Jacobi and Gauss side. I think this is new for you, this is the new result. The result that you probably know involves only the second diagonal dominance, the strong diagonal dominance, which is sufficient for the convergence of these two methods. I remark, you know, that these properties, diagonal dominance in its two forms, are in connection with only these two methods. The reason we don't give the proof, but it is very simple, the use of irreducibility for A can be made applying the third Gersh-Gorin's theorem, which regards the possibility of an eigenvalue on the frontier of the union of Gersh-Gorin disks. Another fact, another curious fact, which regards the Gauss-Seidel method. A few words about the definition of a Gauss-Seidel, essentially about the notation we have to use. The Gauss-Seidel method is associated with the decomposition n minus n, where n takes the value d minus d and n takes the value c. These three matrices are simply d, the diagonal of A, minus b is the lower triangular part in strict sense, and minus c is the upper triangular part in strict sense. So d minus b minus c make A. Probably you remember this decomposition. If we choose as matrix M, the difference of the first two as matrix M, matrix C, we obtain this method. And the corresponding matrix, the matrix we have called P, the iteration matrix, in this case becomes in general, this is the definition, in this case it becomes d minus b, the inverse, by c. Well, the new result regards Hermitian matrices. That is, when the coefficient matrix A is Hermitian, which is a very frequent case, this method, which is one of the most used, converges if and only if the matrix, the Hermitian matrix, is also positive definite. So let A be Hermitian. theorem says, states that Gauss, Seidel converges if and only if A is PD, positive definite. The convergence is equivalent here. Recalled before, is equivalent to this condition. So, for instance, this assertion can be changing in the spectral radius of G less, strictly less than 1. In order to prove this equivalence, we premise a strange property, somewhat strange property, of the matrix A minus we consider the matrix A minus G to the H by A by G. It is Hermitian by construction. This is Hermitian, and a product of this type is necessarily an Hermitian matrix. The strange fact is that this matrix is anyway PD, positive definite. Independently on the fact that A is or not positive definite. This can be seen with a sequence of algebraic manipulation of the definition of which matrix. The matrix G, star G, for Gauss-Seidel is made in this way. But we recall that A is D minus B minus Chi, so Chi can be substituted with D minus B minus A, really, to the other side. Right. We multiply D minus D, D minus D minus B, so we have I, the identity, minus this matrix, the inverse, by A. Let us call F the matrix here. Let F be D minus B inverse by A, in such a way that we can write that G is equal to I minus F. Now let's return to this matrix that we want to prove to be positive definite. And we work over these expressions. So A minus A minus G is replaced with I minus F to H by A by I minus F. We expand the products A minus I A I make again A I A F I A F makes A by F with the sign, let's see the sign, except I A F plus A minus by, okay, plus the other order F to the H by A, and the last term with the minus sign, minus by minus by minus, F to the H A F. A minus A. Now we want to see as factors F to the H on the left, and F to the right. Why? Remember that our goal is to prove that this matrix is PD, positive definite. So we are planning to reach a form, a quadratic form, in which we will recognize the positive definiteness of A. To do this, we have to insert here F to the minus H by A, F is here, plus A, F to the H is here, by the inverse of F, and finally this term is ready with a minus sign. Last substitution, over which term? Over A. A is over A, or that's the same thing over F. F was set as D minus B inverse by A, so the central factor is wait a moment. All these matrices are invertible, so the inverse of F is this, and the conjugate, the transpose conjugate of the inverse of F is at last this, but A is the mission. So if you substitute this at this position, you have inverse cancels with A, and you have from this term this term.
That's okay.
Follow me, please, because it is easy to do mistakes. The other term is somewhat symmetric matter, and we find D minus B from this minus A, that is minus D plus B plus C. Something cancels. Right. D to the H, that is D, since A is Hermitian, minus B to the H, plus D, minus B, minus B, plus B, plus C, but A is Hermitian, so C is B to the H. D minus D minus B to the H, D H minus B plus D. There is only one term left, it is D, but remember that there were also these two factors. The first was with H. So we have found that A minus G to the H, A G is equal to this matrix, which is obviously a mission or structure, but also PV positive F. Why? Why D? Because D is a positive definite. D is the diagonal of a Hermitian matrix, which is I need the assumption that D is positive. There was another condition I forgotten to give. I restate briefly. The theorem needs that A is a mission with diagonal positive entries. I have forgotten to add this condition. I need this condition now, since to state that the matrix is PD, positive definite, I need that D is with entries, with all entries, real. I know they are real because a ignition, but also strictly positive. We briefly conclude the proof. This was a preliminary fact. The thesis is an if and all if result. So we first assume that A is PV, and we want to see the convergence, that is rho, the spectral radius less than 1. Consider the metrics we have studied till now. We have just shown that it is PV. Consider a number lambda, a complex number lambda, eigenvalue of G, and X, the corresponding eigenvector. And let us make the quadratic form. This positive definite, so the quadratic form must be strictly positive. But if we perform the product, we have x h a by x minus x to the h by the h, a, g by x. But x is an eigenvector, so gx makes lambda by x. On the left side, we have the conjugate of lambda, conjugate of lambda by x to the h. So this number can be written as lambda, the absolute value of lambda, squared by x to the h g by x a, matrix. In the center position is A. This is the same number. We put it as a factor. This number must be positive, but A is positive definite, so this value is positive. In conclusion, must be positive also this number. So the number 1 minus the square of the absolute value of lambda must be positive. 1 minus the square must be positive, which means the square are less than 1, make the square root and F the thesis. So we have convergence. In the other verse, the opposite implication. Now we assume that Gauss-Seidel converges And we want to see that A is PD. Again, we use in this proof is crucial the behavior of this matrix. We consider again the matrix A minus etc. And we consider the quadratic form of this matrix, quadratic form must be positive, PD, relative to the error vector E. We consider the error vector E. And we see that A to the key to the H, A, E. Key was there, minus, here we have, you see, G by E to the key. But this, for the behavior of the sequence of errors, we have recalled this fact. We know that this is also the error vector at the next iteration. So the second term can be written as the quadratic form relative to the error vector at the step k plus 1. Positive, this difference is positive. In other words, the sequence of these quadratic forms is a decreasing sequence. I mean that the sequence is a sequence of numbers. This inequality proves that this sequence is monotonic, decreasing. I have not yet used the assumption that A is PD. Now, we have convergence. And assume by way of contradiction, and by way of contradiction, assume that A is not PD. If A is not PD, there are a vector, a non-zero vector, must exist, such that we call this vector E to the zero, because we think to see this vector as the initial error vector. A vector, say this, must exist such that Its quadratic form is not positive, less or equal than zero. But when we start with this vector, we have a decreasing sequence. So we see that we start from a non-positive number as the first term of a decreasing sequence. This sequence cannot converge to zero. I find now that so the sequence which I know to be decreasing starts from a non-positive number, which is this, cannot converge to the number zero. But if this sequence does not converge to zero, it means that there is an x to the zero giving not giving, we say not giving convergence. And this is the contradiction. This is the contradiction because it contradicts our assumption. So we have proved both the implication. We can find the visual scheme which helps to see the connections about these properties and convergence with regard to the Gauss-Seidel method. One can draw the set of emission matrices. The set of convergent cases of Gauss-Seidel instances. Gauss-Seidel converges. The intersection, I would add here a emission matrices with positive, strictly positive diagonal elements. The intersection is the positive definite matrices, that is what we have just proved. We can draw here also the subset of matrices having diagonal dominance which must be included here and must intersect. I am wondering in which way draw this subset. Is this correct? Diagonal dominance. Some type of diagonal dominance. I say. It must be included in this set, intersects the positive definite, intersects the positive definite. Maybe it is correct. Also, if it is slightly different from the scheme you see here. Let us take a break of 5 minutes. So we take a brief, okay? And the second part we will conclude with some remarks about three diagonal metrics which constitute an important case in the applications. Okay?